Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Shri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 995. Chakri means who has a chakra. Well known that Vishnu has his chakra, discus. In modern parlance, discus is something used in some sports, right? That's part of athletics, throwing a discus. But in older times, it had its military use also as a weapon. And Vishnu has it as his prime weapon. Oh, it's also used as a frisbee, right? That's just like a fun in the park. His chakra is well known. It's called Sudarshan, which means who gives auspicious vision, who gives us the opportunity to see things in a proper way, which is a very auspicious way, or that who himself is most beautiful to see. This name came earlier in this same century of names, name 908, so not so far back. And it was also discussed, this similar, the chakra was discussed in Chakra Gadadhara, one name, previously. Chakri, also the same meaning comes up in Gabhasti Nemi, and also another kind of chakra, apart from his Sudarshan, is the wheel of the chariot, which he wields, which will be discussed after four names, Ratanga Parni. Among the Lord's many weapons, the fact that he has many weapons will be discussed in the final name, name 1000, Sarva Praharnarayudha. The five principal weapons are the conch. I just discussed that, how that can be considered a weapon. It's part of his military apparatus. The Shankha, Chakra, Gada. Then what's next? Padma? No. The conch, the discus, the Gada, which is variously translated as mace or club. Then Asi, sword. That was just discussed in the name Nandaki. And Sharanga is the name of his bow, which he most famously wielded in his avatar as Sri Ram. Among all of them, the chakra, which we're discussing today, is called Hetiraja. We don't find this word Heti much in the shastras we study, but it's another word for weapon, so the king of weapons. And there are several stotras composed just in praise of the Sudarshan. Hetiraja stavam, Sudarshan Ashtakam, Sudarshan Shatakam. That means 100 verses in praise of Sudarshan. And there are two. There's the Purva and Uttara, which means there are 200s. And there are more. Now, in Gita, we find Lord Krishna says, Ayudhanam Aham Vajra. Among all the weapons, I am the thunderbolt, which is particularly associated with Indra. So, What's going on? What's the answer? Arjuna wanted to see the opulences of Krishna as manifested in this world. The Sudarshan Chakra is part of the Lord's spiritual paraphernalia which he brings into this world. Vajra is of this world of Indra, and it's seen also as the lightning bolt, thunderbolt. So that's conventional, we can say, according to this world. Sudarshan, as with all the weapons of the Lord, they're not only weapons, but they are decorations also. We'll find that military men, even in non-military situations, like to carry their weapons. Of course, for military men, there can be any time the need to use the weapons, but Krishna, he doesn't have to carry them. He can call them at any time. But they're seen by the devotees. The weapons are seen by the devotees as adornments for him. They're very suitable to be with him. Now we know Krishna is with his flute, not exactly a weapon, although the gopis feel it to be like the worst weapon. Worst means best. It's like modern American English. When you say something's bad, it means good. But it's more complex and subtle than that. When we see portraits of eminent persons of the past, we'll see, there used to be this portraiture that persons of some eminence before the advent of photography, they would have their portrait painted. And the military men would like to be portrayed with their sword, and often they would wear this thing on their shoulder. I don't know what it's called, there's some technical name for it. I don't think any of you. What's it called? Epaulets. Epaulets. Something like that. But the original one was made of metal, because it's like part of your armor. Just when you get struck with a sword on your shoulder, then it protects. So even though the person has to stand for some days posing, but he likes to have his sword there. So it's an adornment. Parashara Bhatta notes that the chakra of Vishnu is, in the eyes of his devotees, made all the more adornful, or decorates Vishnu even more, because it's always smeared with the blood of the enemies of the Lord. How do you like that? Krishna's beautiful. There are different kinds of beauty. That's stated in the Bhagavatam. One of the battles that Krishna was having, there were rivers of blood with decapitated heads floating in it, and dead parts of limbs of bodies and horses, and it looked horrible, ghastly, and revolting to some, but to the courageous, those who like battles, who have the fighting spirit, it looked enlivening. Just seeing on the plane, there's some kamis watching some movies of someone is covered in blood and being, having their heads smashed. And of course, you know, it's all just a movie, but you know, what do they want to see that for? It's just horrible. But to some people it seems very pleasing. So there's devotees who are in the viraras, in the mood of heroic enjoyment of the Supreme Lord, they like to see all this. And Sudarshan is also adorned by flames of fire shooting out from him. In iconography, typically, most popularly, the chakra, although he may be in any of the four hands of the Lord, is in the top right hand. That's the one people usually use, the right hand, and then there's Lord Vishnu's two right hands. Sometimes we say about, this is maybe in England more, someone has two left feet. Do you say that in America also? Is that something to do with soccer? Who can't dance? All right, okay. So the right hand of Lord Vishnu, which right hand? He has two right hands, minimum, Vishnu has. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport to Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 1, Text 23, explaining the name Chakri. Srila Prabhupada writes, Lord Vishnu has four hands and each hand holds a particular item, either a conch shell, wheel, club or lotus flower. Of these four emblems, the chakra or wheel is the chief. Lord Krishna, being the original Vishnu form, has only one emblem, namely the wheel, and therefore he is sometimes called the Chakri. The Lord's chakra is the symbol of the power by which the Lord controls the whole manifestation. So there's another understanding of chakra, symbolic of his total power by which he controls the whole manifestation. And we'll find when we come to the end of this how one of the commentators takes the name Chakri to mean he who oversees the chakra, the samsara chakra, or the movement of the whole universe. Continuing Srila Prabhupada's purport here, the tops of Vishnu temples are marked with the symbol of the wheel so that people may have the chance to see the symbol from a very long distance and at once remember Lord Krishna. In this regard, I'm especially thinking of Jagannath's temple in Puri, where you approach even from a long distance because it's very flat, the whole land there. And the temple is anyway on a hill and it's very high, so you can see that chakra from a long distance. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described when he was first going to Puri, when he saw the chakra, he became, of Lord Vishnu's temple, Jagannath's temple, he became all the more enlivened to want to go there as quickly as possible. The Vishnu Purana explains that Suryadev, the sun god, married Sangha, the daughter of Vishvakarma, who is the architect of the demigods. And as we'll see from this short narration, he's not only an architect, but he has some engineering abilities. Because his daughter found her husband to be too hot. There are many wives who feel like that. Their husband's too hot. But this was literal. So she requested her father, can you do something about it? When your heater is out of control, you call the electrician. So can you do something about it? So her father is expert in all this kind of thing. So Vishvakarma, Vishnu Purana explains, he ground Suryadev on a grinding machine. But he was only able to diminish the heat and light of Suryadev by 1/8 and that part dropped red hot on the earth, and with that Vishvakarma made the Sudarshan Chakra, the Trishul, the Pushpaka Viman, and the Shakti weapon. The Trishul came to be possessed by Shiva, the Pushpaka Viman, the flower airplane, by Kuber, and the Shakti weapon by Brahma. And who got the Sudarshan Chakra? No one. It was put in the sea. It's still so hot. Then, going from Vishnu Purana to Mahabharata, Krishna and Arjuna were sporting, going for a ride on the bank of the Yamuna when they were out hunting. It was Agnidev, the god of fire, wanted the Kandava forest to eat because so many people were giving him, they were giving him so much ghee, he got indigestion because he put ghee in the fire in sacrifice. So he wanted the whole forest to eat, and then he eats via fire and then get all the herbs from the forest as medicine. However, Takshaka, a snake, was living in the forest. He was a friend of Indra, and Indra, in sympathy for Takshak, made heavy rainfall, which made it difficult for Agnidev to eat. The forest had been set alight. So Krishna and Arjuna understood that Agni could only have his purpose fulfilled if they could defeat Indra. Of course, Arjuna is the son of Indra, interestingly. So Agni said that he would supply a weapon to fight Indra with, and Agni meditated on Varuna, who presented to Agni a chariot, a flag with a monkey as the symbol. Therefore we have Arjuna's name, Kapidvaj, means the one who has on his chariot the flag of a monkey. And this monkey is no ordinary monkey, it's Hanuman. A quiver which would never become empty of arrows, a bow called the Gandiva, and the Sudarshan Chakra, which Agni gave to Krishna. And he gave the other things to Arjuna. So he got all these from Varuna, from the water, right? And in the Brahma Purana is another narration regarding the creation of Sudarshan Chakra, that when one time when the demigods prayed to Vishnu for protection from all the demons who were harassing them, Vishnu asked them to combine all their energies, and Shiva took all this combined energy, made it into a wheel, and handed it over to Vishnu to kill the demons. Harivamsa also states that Shiva gave Sudarshan Chakra to Hari, Harivamsa, and Mahabharata states that Sudarshan was given to Krishna by Agni. So it was given by Shiva and to Vishnu on that occasion, and when he appeared as Krishna, it was given by Agni as if it was something new. Well, of course, Sudarshan is the Lord's eternal weapon, and anyone who gives it to him, they're just facilitating his pastimes. Srila Prabhupada describes Sudarshan specifically in his purport to Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, Text 6 and 7, Srila Prabhupada writes, "This wheel, which is accepted by the personality of Godhead, Vishnu or Krishna, as his personal weapon, is the most powerful weapon, greater than the Brahmastras or similar other disastrous weapons." In some of the Vedic literatures, it is said that Agnideva, the fire god, presented this weapon to Lord Sri Krishna But factually, this weapon is eternally carried by the Lord. Agnidev presented this weapon to Krishna in the same way that Rukmini was given by Maharaja Bhishmaka to the Lord. The Lord accepts such presentations from his devotees, even though such presentations are eternally his property. There is an elaborate description of this weapon in the Adi Parva of the Mahabharata. Lord Sri Krishna used this weapon to kill Shishupal, a rival of the Lord. He also killed Shalva by this weapon, and sometimes he wanted his friend Arjuna to use it to kill his enemies. But we'll find out more about that later. Padma Purana states that just as Lord Rama is an avatar of Narayana and Lakshman is an avatar of Shesha, so Bharat is of Chakra and Shatrughna of Shankar. If we're going to discuss about Sudarshan, we can go round and round for a long time because there's so many, because he's involved in so many pastimes of the Lord. He used this chakra for the protection of Gajendra. He deputed Sudarshan that you keep an eye on Ambarish. And that we know, he protected Ambarish. During his Krishna avatar, he used the chakra to kill the Mura demon, Narakasura, Shishupal, Vidurat, Shatadhanva. He dried up the rain after the torrential rainfall after Krishna performed, Krishna and the residents of Vrindavan performed Govardhan Puja, and then Indra sent torrential rain, and that was all dried up by Sudarshan Chakra. There are many, many Shastric references. In Ramayana, Shankha Chakra Dharo Harihi, Lord Vishnu who bears the conch and the disc, Vishnu Purana, Namaste Chakra Hastaya, obeisance to the Lord with the disc in his hand. Sudarshan Shatanama Stotra of the Sri Vaishnava states that Lord Narayan Sudarshan Chakra descended as the tusk of Varaha, the axe of Parashurama, and the nails of Narasimha. Sudarshan Chakra, Sudarshan gives the very idea of being auspicious. He has many auspicious attributes, such as relief from pain and suffering for those who invoke Sudarshan Chakra. Also, we had the name, just three names previously, 992, Papanashana. So Sudarshan also has this attribute. So we have to be free of sin and able to approach Krishna, Yeshang Twantagatang Papam, Jananang Punya Karmanam, Tedvanva Moha Nirmukta Bhajante Mandira Vrataha. If we're actually going to worship Krishna in all seriousness, and the first consideration is we have to be free of all sin. We have to have pious activities, and we have to be free of illusion. But the first step mentioned here is to be free from sin. So Sudarshan clears sin, and in this way, he clears the way on the path back to Godhead. Just like we find he showed the way for the horses in the darkness. That we'll come to. He is the mighty fire and light at the center of the Kalanala, the forest of the of time. Sudarshan is said to have the radiance of 1,000 suns. We know in the Gita also the universal form of the Lord is described as being. It's metaphorical, because once you get so bright, then it's beyond our ability to to gauge, but it just be extremely bright. Therefore, Sudarshan is the dispeller of all forms of darkness. That means all bad things, all ignorance. And being himself, Jvala, this fire, fire and light, he, as connected with being the nails of Nrsimha, we have the form of Jvala Nrsimha, Nrsimha who is on fire in his angry mood. We have Ugra Nrsimha and Jvala Nrsimha. He becomes so angry, it's like he's on fire. So, therefore, this Jvala Nrsimha is always present. This Jvala Nrsimha who destroyed Hiranyakashipu, who is the very symbol of evil, oppression of the devotees, defiance of Vishnu. This Jvala Nrsimha is always there in this Sudarshan Yantra. And we see at several, many actually, the Divya Desham, the holy places of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, there are separate shrines, sanadhi, for the Chakra Arlava, because he descends as a devotee. And devotees, yeah, they worship him, they circumambulate. Sri Rangam, so many other places. And we see often behind the Lord, they have Sudarshan, he's just waiting there, and they have a deity with Sudarshan on one side and Nrsimha on the other. And in this form of Nrsimha, he has four hands, and in most cases, he doesn't hold Shankha Chakra Padmagat. He holds Chakra, 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 Chakra. All four hands are ready. And if you're not afraid of that, he can manifest more. It shows an extreme protection mode of the Lord. You think you'll dodge one, there's another one coming from another direction. Sometimes called Sudarshan Nrsimha or Yoga Nrsimha. Some say that it's only this form, the four chakras Nrsimha, only this form should be on the Sudarshan Chakra deity. Baladev Vidyabhushan describes Tejas Tattvam Sudarshana Chakram Asya Asti Iti Chakri. Chakri means who bears the Sudarshan Chakra, who represents the tattva, the phenomenon of Teja, heat, fire, prowess. So Sudarshan Chakra destroys evil, destroys ignorance, destroys all that is wrong, and therefore great scholars, they worship Sudarshan Chakra and pray for his mercy before they enter debates with a powerful opponent, so they can cut the wrong ideas to pieces. But even the greatest scholars themselves cannot understand the full extent of the power of Sudarshan Chakra. It almost sounds like he's Vishnu himself. He's inseparable from Vishnu. He grants moksha, as actually Vishnu does, but Sudarshan, via the agency of Sudarshan, anyone who surrenders to Sudarshan, just like Durvasa eventually surrendered to Ambarish Maharaj and was granted liberation from his immediate danger. And anyone who's killed by it, Shishupal was killed by Sudarshan, got moksha. The crocodile who was grabbing the foot of Gajendra, he got liberation from that crocodile body. Narakasura, they were all liberated on account of being killed by the chakra. Ambarish was surrendered to the chakra and constantly protected by him. Also, he has healing characteristics. So amazing, he just destroys. There's one Sudarshan Ashtaka, which is compiled by Vedanta Deshika, major figure in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. He came to one village where the whole village was stricken by plague. And in that place, Vedanta Deshika composed the Sudarshan Ashtaka, 8 prayers in praise of Sudarshan. As soon as he finished composing it, the plague was finished. And this is still commonly chanted, but those who do so with full faith and devotion get their desires fulfilled, they get rid of curses. If they have some bad, what's called a dosha in their chart, some inhibitory influence in their astrological chant, that can be removed by regularly chanting Sudarshan Ashtaka, or even briefly, even with immediately, by chanting this with faith and devotion. The effects of evil eye, you maybe don't know what that is in the in this modern technological age. We often see on the back of lorries in India, it's written, what is that? Buri nazar wala, teri mukhakala. Someone who looks at you badly with evil intentions. They want to drive that. So even someone looking at you with bad intentions, that just like you know from all your New Age people, they talk about the energy of people. So that bad energy can be, that bad intention can be. Influence you, actually. So evil eye, various kinds of miseries and sickness. The whole Vishnu Sahasranam is chanted for auspiciousness, especially to be recited in the when the women are giving birth. So many things. You know that they used to do that? No. Another explanation is that Vedanta Deshika, he composed this prior to a major debate with the leader of another sampradaya. And that debate later gave the inspiration for his Sri Sukti, one part of his writings, which that was part of his one writing of his called Paramartha Bhangam, which is in short form, pointing out all the defects in other common philosophies and showing the superiority of the Vaishnava position. So before debating with this scholar, Swami Desika, Vedanta Desika, recited this Sudarshan Ashtaka, and won the debate and established the supremacy of Sriman Narayana and Vishishtadvaita philosophy. And I'll just read a translation of this Sudarshan Ashtaka. Oh, Sri Sudarshan, all the enemies of your Lord's devotees run away fearing your prowess. All auspicious attributes reside in you. Those who worship you cross the shoreless ocean of samsara. How can you cross something which has no end? But that's possible. Cross the shoreless ocean of samsara and free themselves from the cycles of birth and death. The entire universe is stabilized by your mighty power. You cut asunder all the sins of those who approach you as their refuge. You bless all your devotees with knowledge about proper conduct prescribed by the Vedas. So if you want to know what's proper and what not, there may be some confusion, but that will be cleared by those who take shelter of Sudarshan. O Lord Sudarshan, of these auspicious attributes, Jai Jai Sri Sudarshan, Jai Jai Sri Sudarshan. Second verse, O Sri Sudarshan, you are resplendent as a precious decoration on the hand of Sriman Narayana, who has the universe as his body. Through your grace, devas, godly people, are freed from the fear caused by the asuras, ungodly people. Indra and Brahma always worship you. The Shatapata Brahmana, belonging to the Shukla Yajurveda, hails your glories and pays its tributes to you. The scholars of this universe seek your help to overcome their contestants. The Ahibhudnya Sanghita states that Ahibhudnyan, Shiva, worships you and sought the boon to see your beautiful form with his own eyes. O Lord Sudarshan, of illustrious attributes, all glories to you, all glories to you. Number three, O Lord Sudarshan, you shine like the resplendent assembly of light. So many lights all together shining. The bright tongues of flame surrounding you appear like a cage. There's so many tongues of flames within which he resides. The forms of Vasudev, Sankarshan, and other, that means Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Iruddha, they are positioned around the yantra, the Sudarshan yantra. Here we're referring to the how do you describe a yantra? The yantra in this means it's a mystic symbolic form. I guess we can. If you know what it is, you know what it is. If you don't, it's hard to explain. If you show a diagram, you can show it more easily. Even scholars with very keen intellect, they stumble when they try to understand the full extent of your glory. It's beautiful to see his 60, he himself is a weapon, but he has 16 weapons, and they're resting in his hands to serve him. You, Sudarshan, are dedicated to come to the rescue of those who seek your protection. O Sri Sudarshan of such auspicious attributes, all glories to you, all glories to you. Jai Jai Sri Sudarshan. Number four, O Lord Sudarshan, righteous people have firm attachment to your holy feet. The six Kalyana Gunas, or auspicious qualities, knowledge, power, strength, wealth, heroism, and effulgence, find their natural home in you. The Vedas have, in their many branches and sections, firmly established your glory. like your Lord, you have forms, param and viuha, means he takes different forms. You cut asunder the fear caused by the foes of Indra, the foremost among your devotees. You burn down the city of Lord Shiva, Kashi, to ashes. That you'll also find in the narration of the killing of Pondraka, after Pondraka was killed. You stood at the tip of Lord Shiva's arrow when he was engaged in the campaign to destroy Tripurasura. So there we go. How did he destroy? With the help of Shankarshan. O Sri Sudarshan of such auspicious qualities, all glories to you, all glories to you. Jai Jai Sri Sudarshan. Verse 5. O Lord Sudarshan, you arrest the growth of the evil-minded asuras, demons, and destroy them down to their roots. You are like the resplendent sun banishing the dark night of samsara, which bedevil your devotees. You overcome all the different kinds of deception practiced by the asuras, all kinds of mystic powers and cheating and lying, destroyed. You remove every shred of false knowledge that invades the minds of those who seek refuge in you. The devas celebrate your heroic deeds and experience joy in witnessing your powerful actions. You revolve and rotate in many ways in your battles against the enemies of your devotees. May you with such auspicious attributes prosper further. Jai Jai Sri Sudarshan. Jai Jai Sri Sudarshan. Verse 6. O Lord Sudarshan, you give darshan to us. You make yourself available for us to see. With your dynamic gait, if you see the form of Sudarshan, one foot placed in, but he's moving, one foot ahead, and moving rapidly. And you are very beautiful to see in that pose. You are surrounded by your magnificent and fearsome weapons. You are the conqueror of powerful illusions, maya, caused by the demons. You are not, therefore, affected by their acts of maya. You are decorated with many beautiful flower garlands that add to your natural beauty. You are firmly bound in the warp of your great compassion for your devotees and bless them when they worship you through your yantra and mantra. O Sri Sudarshan of such auspicious qualities, all glories to you, all glories to you, Sri Sudarshan. Verse 7, O Lord Sudarshan of many prime exalted qualities. The wealth of the righteous is true knowledge about your Lord. You bless them with the unperishable wealth of moksha when they seek refuge at your lotus feet. Of course, we know in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, moksha means to be freed from material conditions so that one can directly engage in the service of the Lord. Continuing, those who recite your mantra, made up of 6 letters, gain incomparable wealth. Your devotees invoke you in your yantra of 6 corners formed by 2 intersecting triangles and worship you at its center. You pervade and reside in all the creations of your Lord. This is an important point. You have that means Krishna himself resides everywhere, so chakras with him. You have the power to complete all deeds that you desire, that you decide to undertake. We don't find that chakra goes out to kill someone, comes back and says, sorry, I couldn't do it. Doesn't happen. You are thus a satya sankalpa, one who makes a vow to do something and completes it. And you serve as the divine kalpaka tree, granting all the boons that your devotees request. We here in Vrindavan, there are so many, in the spiritual world, there are so many wish-fulfilling trees. We may wish to go there, but we can worship Sudarshan. And he serves the same purpose for those who want to get something. O Sri Sudarshan, Jai Jai Sri Sudarshan, Jai Jai Sri Sudarshan. Number 8. O Lord Sudarshan, the eye of the universe. Eye of the universe means we can see. So we can see because Krishna sees. And Krishna delegates his powers and responsibility. And the seeing, of course, that is from the sun, but we can see actually because he is there, Sudarshan. You, Sudarshan, are of the form of three fires, Garhapatyam, Ahavaniyam, and Dakshinagni. These three are used in sacrifices. You are of the delectable form of true knowledge. You have the power to accomplish every deed. You have taken the form of the universe and its contents. You are worshipped through the sacrificial rituals of your devotees. In return, you destroy the fears and diseases of those who worship you from all directions. O Lord Sudarshan of auspicious qualities, all glories to you, all glories to you. Then the Phalashruti, what do you get from reciting this? This is stated, those who recite this stotram consisting of 8 verses in praise of Sudarshan, composed by Venkatanath, who's more commonly known as Vedanta Deshika. Such persons comprehend the deep references to the glory of Lord Sudarshan and will have all their desires fulfilled. The boon-granting powers of Lord Sudarshan will make them realize all their wishes by overcoming all the obstacles that stand in their way. So there's reciting Sudarshan Ashtakam, Sudarshan Shatakam. There's also performance of Sudarshan Homa, which is well known, which gives relief from various physical problems, especially fever. It can be used for all kinds of material problems, even up to the point of being possessed or haunted by the most terrible of all evil spirits, the Brahma Rakshasa. Performance of Sudarshan Homa gives health, wealth, and prosperity for those who want. And over and above, if you want spiritual benefit, which is much more advisable, you'll get it. So if you want material benefit, you can get it. If we want spiritual benefit, much more advisable, we can get that by worshipping Sudarshan. And Krishna is the holder of Sudarshan. It goes and comes back very quickly. It moves so quickly. He doesn't want to be away from the Lord. He goes quickly and comes back. He doesn't want to be away. Does his job, comes back. There's much more to be said about this, and in the next session I'll take that up and finish here. Hare Krishna. Shri Sudarshan Chakra ki jai. Chakri Bhagavan ki jai. Hare Krishna. Vanchakalpa Dhrubhyascha Vibhasinjaya Patitanam.